Shar Shlishi Das Torah Perek Asiri. Chugging along to finishing the shar. Look, Megirsa. So the Gemara says that look, Megirsa is Siyata Min Shmayahi. That already requires Mishano. Adan in Hamajega Hakrata Lis Tamakofa. Hamajega Zushel, Mikias Mishas, and number two of Bethany Yitzhak. Okay. So the point he was saying before was Luke Megirsum was when a human being is Mevatel himself to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's not about me, it's about that which the Baruch Hu is feeding me and teaching me. So then I get to Madrega with Megirsum. So that's when a person takes himself out of the parsha. The Yinolaki, which is on the person. So that sounds like pretty nice Madrega. So there's more. Okay, my little Yetzer, the Olam, she started a Kaim and Tanoim, and now the Kaim of Mosul. The Gam Zachal Das Hashas, the Cholapachas Kelly Golden Minute. You would have thought that person who's reached this stage of Avodah, Yitzhar has no Malkin to connect him. You can't even touch the guy. But Zeus said, "Kol Gadol Mechaver Yitzray Gadol Mimenu." Moran Sukkah says that's not what happens. The person Gadol Mechaveroi, the Yitzer becomes greater. Now Gadol Hanubeches, okay. Klaimer Kol Gadol Mechaveroi. So the Yitzray is Gadol Mimenu. So if Reuben and Shimon, and I say Reuben is a greater person than Shimon, then Reuben's Yetzirah is a greater Yetzirah than Shimon's. So it doesn't mean, it means in Eichus, quality-wise, it's a greater Yetzirah. What does that mean? Lo yichas Hashem shetabosa yeshek zelo, alagam Yitzray misalo. We understand Yetzirah is the thing which, as it were, entices the person. This person, because of who he is, is now available to be enticed in ways which a person of a lower stature would not find enticing. It doesn't mean that he has the lower base, he's got a bigger base instincts. That he doesn't, he moved past that. But there are things available to be challenging in the stage of greatness which weren't there before, earlier.
That Gemara wasn't it referencing, was it a bias, was someone going up ladders away from women?
No, the Gemara story over there was a case that a bias says that he saw two people, man and woman, walking into the forest together, and he assumed that their intent was something negative. And he went to follow them to stop them. Then they didn't do anything wrong, and they parted ways. And Abaye said, "Had it been me, I would have been nixon with the woman." So I always had that kasha on revolver from the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about a very basic base instinct of taiva for noshim, which Abaye is saying, and the Gemara is explaining because Abaye was a greater person. So therefore, he had a bigger Yetzirah. And Avolba is seeing it that qualitatively it's a higher type of a call of a desire. Okay. So he's going to explain what he means. So it's not really fair to answer the question 100% until you see what he says. Okay. So let's see what he says, and maybe we'll probably not get back to the kasha tonight. Next week, there's a show. It's your job to remind me. Okay. Hey. Nisbar lono keyetzer b'mahusa hukerch tohomi al sichli. It's this deep instinctive koyach which is above logic, as opposed to base instincts, base desires. It's something great, more than that. Eitz tamachochem galon gam yitzara hu mafia belavush sichli. Mislavish betaylas utvias sichli. Yitzar belavush sichli. Kainu heter lo oida lo mitzamamish. Lo mitzapshuta lo kavet shemay mekinas Hashem. So let's say in the world of Kass, so it's not about me, it's about Kavanat Torah. It's about you, little Kavanat Torah.
It's not about me, it's about educating my kids.
Right. So we come up with this seichelik conversation. Why what we're doing is so to a more base person, he doesn't need to cloak it in that language to be enticed by it. But to somebody who's worked on himself, those things wouldn't talk to him. But these things would. See, it sort of comes along in a whole new phraseology. Zayikri Yitzchak Shalat Hamachachem. V'meino Melumed LaHavkin Ki Mitzis. "Quote unquote," Elu beYitzra Yisod. Yirbe beMitzus Medumais beYerach Midech Yaldechi. Darsh Kabbal Atzma beNid Meloi Ki the Kabbal Atarah Umika. Right of Betza. I need some luxuries, so I need to make money. Maxik b'machlokes al maftir sinner kedusha. The chayshu shum is that machlokes the same shemayim. Kais a right to come rast the bay. Kana b'cheirim kinesar frim. And gavul the ribuyi atiu to uyois. Shatamachavam all the kosher behem. The kosher oisah the mitzvahs mechiyuvim. Okay. Al kagoyin zeh mispata chavis alavavus. So the Rebbe says the following thought: Kasha yigaber alecha hayetzer, v'yim shel b'chor be'ezer haseichel. The seichel is going to be used by the yetzer hara to convince you. The seichel will help him fool you. Something which is sheker, he'll present to you as a form of something which is a proof of validity. He's going to schlep you away from the world of emes. You start a little bit, and he slaps you. He's going to uproot you from Olam Hazeh. We appeal to him as a you'll end up losing in both worlds. The shlucha. Your seichel is the source of the problem. A person who's less learned doesn't seem to be enticed by these cheshbonos. Okay. People who think that they're smart and they're novant. So that what seems to be a mitzvah will become a source of kishlin for the pasheya, while it's a mahalach of tzidkis for the tzad. If chokhmah is used properly, it can be a source of refuah for all illnesses. If you let it become slightly crooked, it's going to be a tremendous source of malaise. Okay. Kosher lein oruch. Nachemus atam chacham neged yitzray belavush sichli. Nachemus ish poshet neged havoisa al sichlius. The logical taiva is easier to overcome than the seemingly logical arguments of something which is not base in desires, etc. You end up fooling yourself, you end up convincing yourself, you end up seeing it as if it's right. Very frustrating. So that's how he understands the Gemara. So qualitatively, he's dealing with a whole different type of Yitzhahara. So he's not wrong. The question is, how does that fit into the context of the Gemara? So I'll give you within the context of his thought process, within the context of the Morris case, I grapple with this. I'm a friendly person. I emotionally like connecting with people. It's a kiddush Hashem when I connect with people. How much do I schmooze with the cashier in the checkout line? It's the chamitzah. Maybe it's not being misrachim and arayas properly. But I can commit myself to what I mean. I'm almost doing the same shemaim for mitzvah. And it's not like there isn't an element of mitzvah in it. But there is. What are the limits?
So when he says nichshol, does that nichshol mean like actual favor, or does it mean like going too far?
So when Abaye said nichshol, Pashas, he meant the full ma'aseh aveira with her eyes.
Yeah.
Right? But Abaye, there's another Gemara, the Abaye says that Abaye had a funny Gemara, the Moral says, he talks about it, but Abaye had a very large aveira of Hilada. So, which means, understand that Abaye was an extremely, extremely passionate person. Abaye had a tremendous kind of passion, which he used for Torah. Because Torah, the Batsim is a world of Hebrew. So Abaye learned Gemara with the same level of passionate connection that people read novels. What? Whatever that means, right? Right? He emotionally connected to the Gemara. It wasn't just an intellectual exercise; it was an emotional connection. the same way a person connects emotionally to another individual. Tobiah was blessed with a tremendously strong, powerful ability to connect. That can be a very, very challenging thing to live with. So because of the greatness of who he was, the selflessness that he had, etc., allowed him to emotionally connect to people much more quickly, much more easily, and he had a desire to do that more than the average person. That's a very dangerous thing in the context of being alone with a woman. That's I think Kurt DeVolve, what DeMora said. It's hard to know. Am I putting my own words into the other shirt or not? What? What?